The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we are continuing in the Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Anim Zion, and we read this I was shocked by the halacha yesterday about Nashim. Okay, so Gabai, let's do it again, 712.2. Gabai Tzedakah, Lokachim Min HaNashim, Min HaTinokos, Davar Muad. So the Gabai Tzedakah can take from women and from girls a small amount, of a little bit of Ruba, but not a big amount. Because the chazakah of a large amount is that it is stolen or robbed from others. But what is considered a davar muat of theirs? Hakol fi osher habalim o aniyusan. All is according to the wealth of the balim or their poverty. Okay, so when we read that, it sounds like he's saying that you got thieves in your house, right?
Women steal.
Yes.
I'm wondering if the halakha would apply to
it. Okay, so I looked into this extensively this morning.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So let's look at, so it is not what it appears. Okay, although there is still one problem. Okay, but so if you look at the Shulchan Aruch here, it's here's how the Mechaber brings it down. Gabei tzedakah im makalim mehanashim umihavanim umihatinokos. So okay, that's pretty much like the Rambam. Vahani mili bistama. That is if that's in general. In other words, you can collect the davar muat in general. Im habal moche, but if the Baal objects, meaning if the husband or the father objects, afilu koshu asr l'kabel mehem. It's usher to even take a little bit.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay, why? Okay. So that's the inroad. Okay. So let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan and then it'll become clear.
Not only true if the Baal already gives it up, right?
No. Even if the Baal did not give tzedakah.
Well, you wouldn't even want to force it on the woman.
Yeah, they can beat him, but I don't know if the is. Yeah, right. But in other words, I don't know if you could just say that like the wife can just like give forcibly from her own husband's stuff. Yeah. Okay. So Aruch HaShulchan says, "Gabei tzedakah imakam mehanashim uvavanim tenochos ela davar muat ava lo davar gadol sheches kaso gazol ganam mishal acherim v'kama hu davar muat hakol lefi osher abalim v'niusam hani mi lebstama aval imabal mocha afilo koshu asher lekabel mehem im kantsu asa isha beizek knas." So if the wife, this is not relevant to our thing, but if the wife gets any sort of like monetary penalty, chayav habal l'shalim, the Baal is obligated to pay for it. Yeah. V'chein masha nadra ba'odena pnuya, whatever she gives a neder for when she's unmarried, chayav l'shalim. When she does get married, what? I think once she gets married, then he's chayav. Yeah. All right. V'isha shedoreshes mibala ha'ashir litain l'kroveha l'fi ashra. A woman who asks her husband, who is rich, to give to her relatives according to her wealth, in habal yachol limchos biyada, the Baal cannot object. But hadavar t'muha, this is astounding. De'ech biyacholta litein Baal korcho. How could she give without his permission? Amnam lefi mashin nevar b'sif yud gimel asi shapiro. We're going to explain. Okay, so hold on just a second. I'm skipping this whole first part because it's going to complicate things needlessly. So then he says, nowadays, okay, Vidai, you should know, I misread this morning, that I thought it said like Dovim Shel Shlomo, I was like Solomon's bears, like there's a Yam Shel Shlomo, that in the Yam Shel Shlomo, which by the way, fun fact that I have to see, I don't know if you saw me post this on Facebook, you see what I posted about the Yam Shlomo's mother?
Oh, and that one?
Yeah, so this is crazy. I've never heard of this person, okay? I mean, I've heard of the Yom Shel Shlomo. So the Yom Shel Shlomo, Solomon Lurie, this is not Rami Bekius, it's just, it's cool Bekius. His mother is the eminent Talmudist Miriam Luria. Have you heard of her? I had not heard of her. Miriam Luria Shapira, also known as Rabbanit Miriam, was a Talmudic scholar of the late Middle Ages. According to academic Lawrence Fuchs, she was one of the most noted women in Talmud scholars. So she opened a yeshiva. She conducted, she was known as Rabbanit Miriam, taught in Padua, Italy. She had conducted a yeshiva and gave public lectures in Jewish codes of law. She was thoroughly conversant in rabbinic writings. And Nahida Ruth Lazarus writes that her Talmudic disputations with other distinguished scholars of her time created a great sensation. Female community teachers were rare in Jewish tradition, but not unheard of. So says she was also known for her beauty, and she taught Talmud to elite young men from behind a curtain so they would not get distracted by her appearance. Isn't that awesome? Like, that's amazing in the late Middle Ages. Anyway, yeah. So I got to her when I was looking at the Yom Tov Shlomo, but
I saw the poem.
Who's the same as the Maharshal, apparently. Yeah, I'm trying to become more versant in. I'm pretty good at knowing like basic Rishonim and like where and when they live, but I'm not good at Achronim, and I'm trying to get better at that. Okay, Vada de Biyam Shel Shlomo Shilhi Beva Kama Kasa B'Shem Haravan Da Inna. Nowadays, Mekabli Min Hanashim Afilu Davar Meruba. We accept tzedakah from women, even a large amount. Da Inna Nechshavos Hanashim Kapatrosos Shel Balehen, because the women are considered to be like custodians of their husband's money. Ein Sham. The Ode Kasav Sham, Bdinsha Schira. Okay, then that was another thing. Okay, so what I realized when reading this is the whole issue is based on this principle of Ma Shik, where is it? Ma Shikansa Isha Kana Baila, right? That whatever the woman acquires, her husband owns. So when it says that if she gives a little bit, then it's okay, that's because it's presumed that he's Mochel, okay? But really it's not her money. That's the thing. But if she gives a lot, then it's not that we assume that she stole it. It's that you treat the money as stolen because you assume that he didn't give her permission to give that large amount. And I think it's easier to think about if you think about the case with the Tinokos. So imagine like a five-year-old goes up and says, you know, my daddy wants me to give you $100 for staka, right? You don't assume that like the father like just like gave her $100. Like you assume that she it's without his permission, you know. So it's that's what it means by Bechezkas Gneva. And I also looked in this other, speaking of Achronim, the Shevet Halevi. I closed the Wikipedia window. This is a contemporary Posek who died in 2015. I just highlighted important parts. So he says so he quotes our halacha, then he quotes the Yom Tov Shlomo that we just said, which by the way, that's the Divishish, that's the Diviyam Shel Shlomo. Okay. So he quotes that. And then he says, everything is dependent on the husband and the wife. Sometimes like she's just like a homemaker, and is not involved in financial things, and she's not considered to be a custodian of her husband's money. And even if she is in charge of the money, sometimes that's only for household expenditures, or maybe like he gives her a certain amount of money to like make investments or something like that. About litain tzedakah, tzricha rishus bala. But for tzedakah, she needs the permission of her husband. Im lav shehi eishes chayil, unless she's an eishes chayil. This is answering my eishes chayil question. Not in the way that I intended. Umachaya es bala. And I think this probably is like going off of the kola model, right? And she's the one who supports her husband. Da'az afilu sach meruba mistama murashala bala. Then if she's the one who's like the main income earner, right, wearing the figurative pants in the family, then Mistama, then he gives her permission to give money to tzedakah, because she's earning all the money. V'nichale, and he approves of it. Im yimcha tifsak mimasa umatan. Sorry, v'nichale, im yimcha tifsak mimasa umatan. And I guess meaning he has the right, like if he objects, then she would stop doing business. Sof davar b'chol l'fi ha'inyan v'asiva. So at the end of the day, everything has to go based on the individual relationship. So in other words, how does this apply now? And by the way, he goes on to disagree with Aruch HaShulchan, but we're not going to go into that right now. That's so, yeah. I don't remember. Oh. I went through a lot of sources this morning. How does this apply now? I don't think it's a matter of psak. In other words, it's a matter of what can we assume that women and their husbands, what can we assume about their finances? In other words, like, I think it is very common now, like, you know, I can't speak for all the Jewish world, but like that women give tzedakah either of their own money or like their, you know, their husbands give them the right to give them tzedakah. You know, maybe you'd have to like check into the specific like chazakos in your community or whatever. But like, in other words, so just the end of the day, we don't, it's not that we assume that women stole money from their husbands, is we assume that they're giving without reshus, which is stealing. Yeah.
You know, depending on the situation, assume to make the reverse chazaka as in assume if the husband's giving you without the reshus of his wife, like in the case where the wife is the main income earner.
I assume it would be the same sort of thing. Like you'd have to go based on what the norms are.
Wouldn't you?
I'm not, I mean, I, that's what it sounded like.
I heard everything you had figuring that out. And
oh, because the Masha Kansa Isha Kansa Bala,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I was just quoting him. He was saying that presumably he's, if she's supporting.
He's saying that
he's Mokhar. He's Mokhar, right? Right. It's not an equal Mechila, equal rights.
Right.
Yeah.
I
think so. Yeah.
First, it was default that would be the case, but I thought the parent situation, husband and wife could stipulate that, I guess, an exemption to Masha Constellation.
Yes, correct. Like she can have her own income, you know, or when she brings money into the marriage, then they can make all these stipulations and stuff. So I don't know what we're allowed to I think so, right?
Yeah. Because constantly sentence on entry, you can do whatever you want with your money.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not obviously not whatever you want, but like you can make whatever situation you want with your money. I can decide to give you money, right?
Yeah.
Then why should it be any different,
Can the woman decide without the husband?
No, I don't think so. But the husband can stipulate, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah, I don't think Yosef was done asking this question. Yeah.
Which just feels like make it the precondition of the ketubah, the wife won't do it unless it's in the ketubah, it's right then.
Yeah. Yeah, you can draw up whatever contracts you want. Yeah. 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 So I don't know how we assume like nowadays. I should ask. Yeah, but this is also, I get the impression from the Wikipedia biography that this is a Haredi posik. And I don't know if like he's talking about like in his community or whatever. Like, since this is dependent on chazakos, I think it is very dependent on the community, you know. So,
isn't that what he's saying?
Yeah, right. But I'm saying, I don't know what we like. Let's say, like, hypothetically, someone has a Patreon, right? And a woman decides to like donate money, right? Hypothetically, right? Do I have to like say, well, does your husband allow you to, you know, like this might be stolen goods, you know? Oh, speaking of which, sorry, I forgot to quote an important halacha. Speaking of stolen goods. So the Rav Makbili referenced a Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, which I wanted to show you. Oh, so many sources open here. It was six. Oh, I know why. Hold on just a second here. Okay. I got the Makbili, but I didn't download it. So, okay, hold on a second. Geneva 6:4. This is a funny halacha. Not funny like the halacha is funny, but just the scenario that it conjures up in your mind is funny. So, in lochim min hanashim umin havarim umin haktanim, you cannot buy from women, servants, and kids. Ella devarim shechaz kasan shein shalahem midas abalim. You could only buy from them things that there's a chazaka that that they own them. Or that they have the das bilim, to sell. Could go nashim shemachru kli pishtan begalil o agalim besharon. So those are like weird examples of particular types of merchandise where you have this chazaka. The kulam shamru, but whenever they say hatmein, hide it. Like if a woman sells you something and says hide it, asur likach mehen, it's asur to buy from her, mipnei shehen b'chazkas geneva, because then you can assume that it's stolen. And then lochim beitim v'tar golem b'chol mokom mikol adam, you can buy eggs and chickens any place from any person. But if he says, hide the eggs, then asur, then it's asur because you assume that he stole the eggs. I don't know why it just strikes, tickles my funny bone, you know. But yeah, so
like an image of like Zelda.
I also whenever anything involves chickens that are being like handled or anything, I always get the image of Zelda. Yeah. So the only I mentioned that this answers everything except the thing I don't quite get. I understand Shechaskas Hamruba Geneva, but I don't understand Cheskas Hamruba Guzzel Mishal Acherin. That makes it sound like we assume that she robbed someone else. So in the way the Rambam said is gavet tzedaka lochi min hanashim min hatinokos davar muat aval lo davar meruba shechezchas hameruba geneva. Okay, which we explain. Oh, gazel mishal acherim, or robbed from others, which doesn't seem to have to do with the das bilim. You know, that seems to be like, now it could be that maybe if you have the girsa that like this is an evid or a kid, then maybe like we're assuming that avadim and kids like will like just take from other people. I don't know, but it still is weird. Chazaka. It's without his permission.
I mean, that's not doing it though.
It is, but I'm saying, but you can't say that. Right, but I just think that's a weird. I don't know. To me, it's a weird chazaka. Right. Okay, you can say that, but like I don't know, like maybe it's becheskas be'ila. Maybe she got it from Hekdesh. I mean, that's just as like I don't know why. Like, oh, yeah, Yosef.
Is he after? First, is that just gonna well, like couldn't it just be a simpler word so it could, doesn't have to say bale or parents or is even children?
It could be, but I think it's more likely that there actually is a real chazaka of gzela, but that is talking about like avadim and. And kids, or maybe probably Avadim. Is that an open mission in Avos? Marbe, is that one of the Marbes? You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
Hold on, I gotta look at Marbe. No, not Mabar. Marbe Basar, Marbe Rima. I know that's not the one I'm thinking, but that's how I get there. 2-7. I know there's one Marbe Avadim. Marbe Abadim, Marbe Gezel. Yeah. So that I think is more likely. And that is actually a thing Ad HaYom Zeh, right? That if you have, what was that?
More employees?
Maybe employees. I was thinking like if you have live-in help, it's people are always like assuming that. Yeah, right. Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's my assumption that I don't, in other words, I don't think we assume that it's the wives forcibly stealing from their husbands or something. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Okay. I think that is good for today. And then tomorrow's halacha is about priority in tzedakah, who you give to first. So that's a biggie. Yeah. And no Rambam BQs on Thursday, at least not conducted by me. Yeah. Oh, right in the Thanksgiving meal feelings. Okay.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.